as a way of introduction, tell me a little bit about yourself, Matthew, and your background with agriculture, if you have one.
I was born and raised in Bass, South Dakota, on our family farm, growing corn and soybeans primarily. And I've had a lot of involvement with 4-H over the years, through a lot through like the leadership side, but then also on the ag side, learning some things. And there's been a lot of volunteer work throughout the years and everything involved with 4-H that way. So it's been a great program growing up with. And then currently I'm at South Dakota State University in Brookings, South Dakota, and studying precision agriculture and agronomy as a double major, and also have a minor in ag business. And I've been really enjoying it there. This is my second year, but technically I'm a junior. I had a lot of credits coming in, so I'm junior at SDSU. So,
as we can stem off of what you just had to say, why did you decide to pursue a career in agriculture, especially precision agriculture? And I know the program at SDSU is a fairly new program.
So my biggest pull for pursuing ag, and specifically precision ag, is just my interest in technology. Growing up, I have always had just an interest to tinker with computers or with whatever technology I could get my hands on. So with ag today, there's so many things that have been computerized, all the monitors and the tractors and all the sensors on the planters and all the data that we're taking in. It's a way that I can kind of get the best of both worlds, the technology and then also the farming. And it's really helping my dad out, because those are some of the things that he struggles with, is understanding how to use the tech. So if I can step in and learn those things and I can bring some new knowledge back to the farm, that's what I'm really looking for.
And so on that note, Matthew, once you graduate, which it sounds like you're pretty close, what are your future aspirations for the career that you plan to pursue?
Sure. So I definitely want to get some experience actually in the industry working in precision ag, or also agronomy, either side, because they're so interlocked these days. So hopefully working somewhere local around the Aberdeen area. And then to eventually come back to the farm, either, depends on if my brother comes back or not, if he'll be like part-time at the farm, or if I have to go full-time, but to eventually come back and be able to carry on our family's farm.
And so in what ways do you see precision agriculture technology and just the many advancements there have been, even in the past 5 years, benefiting family farms like your own?
I'd say definitely with like yield mapping, and those things have been around a little bit longer, but maybe you're looking at them a little bit more to help make like planting prescriptions. And we're kind of on the forefront of it. We have a dual variety planter, so we're actually able to switch over midfield to a different variety, depending on what the soil's like and what the yields have been in the past. So that's something that might take off. It's kind of intensive that you need to switch over your planter and everything to get it to work, but that might be a big one, is having multiple varieties in a single field and to seamlessly switch over as you're going along.
With a partnership between the National Corn Growers Association and BASF, you were one of this year's scholarship recipients. And so how does it feel to receive such an honor?
I'm definitely very honored that on a national scale, I was selected to be one of the recipients. And I think it's just great that to know that these big things that we either purchase products from or participate in for national involvement in the corn growers, that they believe in what I want to do in ag and what I see as important. It's just really empowering to know that they believe in me. So.
And so, Matthew, tell me a little bit more about the application process and why you would encourage the future generation of agriculturists to apply as well.
Sure. So for the process, it is an online application, and there is just kind of a generic questions that they had about involvement and activities previously and other things kind of like that. But then the big thing was the essay explaining what were the three most important issues facing agriculture. So I think that it's good to think about those kind of things, and it shows that you have an interest in your industry. So I'd recommend it to anybody, because there's so many issues that it's easy to pick three and easy to talk about them because they're so important to you.
Any final thoughts?
I think some of the issues that we're facing are definitely going to be changing in light of what's going on with the coronavirus and everything. Everything that was an issue might get worse because the markets are so volatile right now. And it'll just be interesting to see what happens as things progress. But yeah, whether it's from like ethanol or just the general markets of selling things to other countries, it's all just getting a little bit more difficult, more things to think about and worry about, which farmers always have plenty to worry about. So it's crazy that there's even more.